This is a talk from BeThinking.org, which is UCCF's apologetic website. Apologetics is basically two things. It's the communication and the defence of the Christian gospel. So visit BeThinking.org soon, and make sure you sign up as a BeThinker to hear all about BeThinking.org's latest releases. I feel light in your arms.
Okay, well, he asked a personal question. How is it that one achieves a personal relationship with God, and how did that happen in my own life? So a personal question deserves a personal answer. I myself wasn't raised in a Christian home or even a church-going family. But when I reached middle teens, I began to ask the kinds of questions that I'm talking about tonight. Who am I? What is the meaning of my existence? Why am I here? And I felt deeply the despair and the darkness that I have tried to describe tonight. I had never read an existentialist philosopher. It wasn't until years later that I read Sartre and Camus in college and realized that I had felt the absurdity and the despair that the existentialist described. And I resonated immediately with their writings because I had been through this myself. And in my search for answers, I had begun to attend a local church in our community, but I didn't find any answers there. All I found was hypocrisy. The other students who attended this church lived for their real God the rest of the week, which was popularity. And that really bothered me because I thought, I am so spiritually empty inside, and yet externally I'm living a better life than they are, and they claim to be Christians. They're all a bunch of hypocrites. And I became very bitter toward the institutional church because of the phoniness that I thought it represented. And I wanted to disassociate myself from the people who were in it because of their hypocrisy. And soon this attitude of mine began to spread toward other people. I thought, everybody is a phony. They're all holding up plastic masks to the world. And the real person is cowering down inside, afraid to come out and be real. And so I began to withdraw from people. I said, I don't want to be with people. I detest them. They're phonies. They're fakes. And I threw myself into my studies. I was on my way, frankly, toward becoming a very alienated young man. And yet, in moments of introspection and honesty, when I would look into my own heart, I realized that deep down inside, I really did want to love and to be loved, just like other people. And I realized at that moment I was just as much a hypocrite as they were, because here I was pretending not to need people when deep down inside I knew I really did. And so that anger turned in on myself for my own phoniness and hypocrisy. And I don't know if you understand what this is like, but this kind of inner anger just eats away at your insides, making every day miserable, another day to get through. And I remember looking at a dog and thinking, why did I have to be born a human being? I didn't ask to be born. Why do I have to be a human being who has to ask questions about the meaning of his existence and the purpose of life? That dog doesn't have any struggle in that respect. He just eats and lives and is happy. Why couldn't I have been a dog? That was the way I felt. And I walked into my high school German class one day, and I sat down behind a girl who's one of these types that is always so happy, it just makes you sick. And I tapped her on the shoulder, and she turned around, and I said to her, Sandy, what are you always so happy about anyway? And she said, well, Bill, it's because I know Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And I said, well, I go to church. And she said, that's not enough, Bill. You've got to have him really living in your heart. And I said, well, what would he want to do a thing like that for? And she said, because he loves you, Bill. And that just hit me like a ton of bricks. Here I was so filled with anger and hate inside. And she said, there was someone who loved me. And who was it but the God of the universe? And that thought just staggered me. I mean, I knew enough about astronomy to realize that I was just an infinitesimal speck on this tiny dot called the planet Earth, lost in this huge and mindless universe. And the thought that the God of the universe loved me just staggered me. I had never thought of this before. Well, I went home and I found a New Testament and I began to read it for the first time. And as I did so, I was absolutely captivated by the person of Jesus of Nazareth. There was a wisdom about his teaching that I had never encountered before. And there was an authenticity about his life that wasn't characteristic of these people who claimed to be his followers in that local church I was going to. And I realized then I couldn't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Sandy introduced me to other Christians in the high school. I'd never met people like this. It was as though they were in contact with a different plane of reality that I never even knew existed. And it imparted a deep meaning and peace and joy to their lives that I craved. And as I read my New Testament, I realized that my problem was that through my moral failure, that is to say, through the wrong things that I had said and done and thought, that I was morally guilty before God and therefore spiritually separated from him. And therefore, it was no wonder that God seemed so unreal to me and I felt so empty inside. But that it said that God had sent Christ into the world to pay the penalty for my sin, my moral failure, and to restore to me the relationship with God that I was created to have and should have. And all I had to do was to commit my life to him, invite him to come into my life and to make me over anew inside and to forgive me and restore that relationship. Well, I went through about 6 months of the most intense soul-searching that I've ever been through in my life until finally I just came to the end of my rope and I just cried out to God and just cried out all the anger and the bitterness that was inside of me. And at the same time, I felt this tremendous infusion of joy, like a balloon being blown up and blown up until it was ready to pop. And I rushed outside. It was a warm Midwestern September evening. And I could see the Milky Way from horizon to horizon. And I looked up at the stars and I thought, God, I've come to know God. And that moment just changed my whole life because I had thought enough about this to realize that if this were the truth, if this were really the truth, that I could do nothing less than give my whole life to sharing this good news with mankind. So that's how I became a Christian. And my studies since then have only deepened my conviction of the truth of this and the wonder of it. As I say, coming to read French existentialism and ethics philosophy helped me to see that the insights that I had as a high school youngster into the despair and the meaninglessness of life were also insights that many, many great thinkers had also wrestled with, like Nietzsche and Sartre and others, and confirmed in my thinking that that quest that I had been on was indeed the right quest and that it had issued in the right answers.